This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to grab your popcorn and your drink. Take your seat and always silence your cell phones. The next showing of Place to Be Nation's Laugh-In Theater with Andy Atherton is about to begin.
Place to Be Nation, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. But all I know is it's a time to be festive. Happy Festivus also. That's another holiday, right? We're here. We're back on Laugh-In Theater. It's another one of our Laugh-In Theater quickies. And it's Christmas time. That means we're going to continue our little theme this year. We watched Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. We watched Happy Thanksgiving or Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown. Now it's a Charlie Brown Christmas. And who's back to join me? The Geek and Sassy ladies. First, let me introduce. She is the proprietor, the purveyor, the HBIC over at the Jenny Position, home of Freakout Drive-In, talking pop, telling stories, sharing stories, something stories, and all kinds of other kind of great stuff. Miss Jennifer Smith. Jenny, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Hey, Andy. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much.
All right. Cool. And joining us is the other half of Geek and Sassy, also to be heard on many shows here on the PTB on Pop Feed, Miss Miranda Berthold. Miranda, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Christmas time.
Hi, Berthold.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm good. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Good. Merry Christmas to you all and Merry Christmas Nation. So we're back, and tonight we're going to watch a Charlie Brown Christmas. But first, you know, we're going to talk about a little Christmas traditions, kind of get you set the mood, set the table, if you will. So ladies, what are some of your traditions you like to do every year? I myself have found in the last few years that once Thanksgiving is over, I put my SiriusXM on the Christmas channels and I really don't take them off them. I just buy in. I don't care how many times I hear Mariah Carey sing All I Want for Christmas Is You. I love it every time. And then there's actually that, I don't know, I don't think it's really a Christmas song, but they always play it. It's the Red Baron thing. About Snoopy from the Vince Guaraldi Trio or something. I don't know. But what are some of your traditions you do every year around Christmas time?
It's really, like, for me, it's divided into, like, when I was a kid Christmas versus as an adult Christmas, because those are so fucking distinct. I remember, like, we were always, like, really poor, and my mom would always really show out for Christmas because she would kind of go light the rest of the year, and Christmas was when we would get most of our toys. And so I always had really good memories of that, and when I discovered the truth about Santa, spoiler alert, he doesn't exist. And we would find our toys in our grandmother's closet and shit like that. But as an adult and having the child that I have, the magic of Santa doesn't really exist for us here anymore. My son is 10 years old and he's pretty much done with Santa. And it's different, right? It's different when you have to make the holiday magic versus when you have to experience the holiday magic.
Yeah.
And when he was younger, I was really good at giving that to him, the magic experience. But as he gets older, it gets less and less a little bit each year. The past several years, we've done trips as opposed to, like, big presents and, like, huge deals, you know, on Christmas morning. So the past several years we've gone to Disney and we've done all the parks at Disney at Christmas. This year, not so much. So it's more, it's smaller, you know, it's more, I don't want to say less magical, but it's more realistic.
Different magic.
It varies different. Yeah. And I feel like sort of relieved and sort of sad at the same time with that whole dynamic. I don't know. What do you think, Miranda? Caden is a little bit older than Ethan. Do you find that to be the same?
Actually, with Caden's form of Asperger's, not entirely. So I think deep down he does know that he's not real. But we've talked openly about the concept and like where Santa came from and the idea and that how it was like a real person that started a real thing. And now it was like an ideal and a belief. And I think it's kind of like what I said before. I don't remember what we were talking about. It was when we did the Great Pumpkin. Mm-hmm. And I said, he knows it's not real, but I think there's still magic and surprise for him. And one of my like quote unquote love languages is gift giving. Like I love gift giving and I love like surprising. So I still find it like really fun to pull off little like quote unquote Santa coups. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm pretty sure he knows. He's not come right out and been like, it's you, ain't it? But, like, he says little things and does little things, and he'll look at me and he'll be like, you know, if I say, oh, yeah, Daddy and I got you that for Christmas, like, if I slip up and he's like, he'll look at me and he'll be like, okay, yeah, Mom. It was, he's like, yeah. He's like, no, Santa got, he gives me, like, the moment to redeem myself, but you can tell that they look on his face, like, that he's not meaning, like, deep down. And then, again, like, maybe he does, and I am not going to lie, I'll take a few more years of innocence. Yeah. Like I will. Cause it does. When they start saying like, oh, I know it's not real. It does kind of like, it sucks a little.
Yeah. We passed through with Dylan last year. I think last year was the first year he didn't believe in Santa anymore. I mean, Jessica was a while. She held on to it as long as she could too. But yeah, like last year, even though they're you know, I'm divorced. So they spend time with their mom. They spend time, that fucking elf. Even though they were only with me for so much, I kept forgetting to move the damn thing. And I had an apartment then. Happening. There were so many places you could put that damn elf.
I will go on a small rant. I'll keep it short. Why in the hell? Because I have friends that do the elf, and they go way fucking out. Why in the hell are you going to create a mess that you're going to blame on an inanimate object? So let's just terrify our kids that there's toys up in the middle of the night and doing shit in their house. To blame it on the kid, because apparently the elf's like, oh, he did it. That you've got to clean up.
No, I did the elf on the shelf thing for 2 or 3 years, but I never went crazy with it. You know, it's just like little things. Yeah.
I had one friend that wrote a letter and was like, the elf broke his leg and she like wrapped it. And she's like, so he can't move, but you still can't. And I was like, that is both the laziest and the most, I applaud you.
I have literally moved the elf while my son was in the room. And I've gotten around him, like, you know, what is that over there? Oh, Dylan sometimes is not the brightest kid, but, you know, I love him. But no, there were times I was able to fool him. I remember one time he's like, the elf didn't move. What happened? I didn't touch it. It didn't lose its power. I'm like, no. I'm like, Dylan, why don't you go use the bathroom? You just got up, right? Yeah. And he was like, oh, shit. Let me move that. Look, he moved. He goes, mm-hmm.
Caden actually finds it creepy, so that helped me a lot too.
Yeah.
Sometimes you sit there at night watching TV and like that thing is staring at you, and I'm like, oh, if I could. So
even last year, like I would be like just testing it out, like, you still believe in Santa or no? And he'd be like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
One of the other things I do is I actually, as I've talked about on other shows, I'm kind of a collector when it comes to things. And I kind of, so like every year I have a couple of things. One thing I always put out is I have a collection of like, you know, stuff.
Snow globes.
I have, well, those are out year round, Jenny. Let's not get crazy.
Snow globes are so cute.
Yes. I promise a picture of those. They're not they're fucking huge. They're like the $50 ones from the Disney store. But no, I put out, like, remember every year, like, Macy's would have, like, a stuffed animal. One year it was Horton. One year it was, like, cruise ship Mickey. Another year it was Kermit. I have all, I put those all around. And I have, like, some of the other ones that, like, sing kind of things. I think, and I just put them all, I get this, my aunt every year, it's like her little tradition. She treats me to the snow globes from Hallmark. Not the snow globes, the snowmen. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing where you push the thing and it sings a song every year. Mm-hmm. So I have a big collection of that. And then the other was, I totally lost my train of thought on the other thing I do. But yeah, it's something I just, every year I just buy in. I kind of mark out a little bit around Christmas time. I was a little grumpy for a few years when it came to Christmas and I just embraced it. I'm just like, you know what, let's just have a good time. Let's just throw it out. But I'm also big on the Hallmark ornaments, the keepsake ones.
Yes.
Because we always buy, I always say, we always allow to buy one at full price each from me and each kid. And then as soon as those suckers start going down after Christmas, I am hitting that Hallmark store like every other day. Hoping and praying that like one of the cool ones I really wanted is still available, but like a lot cheaper. And then they get put on the tree the next year. But was some was you guys into the ornaments or stuffed animals or whatever else you do?
We do the ornaments. We actually started the Hallmark ornament tradition. Somebody began it for us, so to speak, because mine and my husband's anniversary is October 27th. So when we got married, because, you know, some places actually start pouring out, especially if you had a Hallmark store, they started, like, kind of putting them up already. So for our first Christmas, Jerry's brother and his wife got us one of the newlyweds sets where, like, the husband's carrying the wife and they're in their wedding dress and tux. And it's a Hallmark. So we thought that was really cool. So we went together that year and we picked out one, even though they had got us one, we picked out one. So we always pick out one every year. And then when we added Caden, we would pick out one for Caden until he was old enough. And then he picks out one for himself. So Jerry and I still pick out one together. And then Caden picks out one as well.
Although, as much as I love them, a lot of those ornaments have nothing to do with Christmas.
No, they don't. But, like, they're still, like, really cool to have.
I like the ones that make noise. Like, sorry, folks, park's closed. You know, kind of thing. All those kind
of
things.
That one was really fun. I like that one. We did not get that one, but I like that one a lot.
One of my favorites, actually, we'll get to Jenny in a second. I have so there's the part in this one special we're going to watch is where Linus comes out. And just tells, like, the whole story about, you know, and there they were in the manger. Mm-hmm. They have an ornament where you have, it has batteries. You push the button, it goes, lights, please. And a spotlight goes on him, and he tells the whole story.
Oh, and that's cute.
Aww.
It's one of my favorite ones we've ever gotten. I think one of the pieces broke because it fell off the tree one year when it was a little weaker branch. But other than that, it's still in good shape. Jenny, what about you? You guys do the ornaments or other stuff?
Sometimes we do like a theme tree, so the whole tree will be the same thing. We did a Dr. Seuss one year. Ah. We did Ohio State because that's our family's football team, and so we still have tons of Ohio State stuff, and we will still put those on the tree. We did superheroes, so a lot of that. If we don't have a certain theme, it'll just be like a mixture of all those things. And then, of course, you have like the little ornament with Ethan's little tiny little handprint from when he was like 1 year old, you know,
like
and
baby's first Christmas.
Yes. Yeah. Those.
Yeah. I get teary eyed when I start taking those out. I get a little like OCD or like just like a little. Like when they're starting to put them on the tree, like they usually give up after like 10 minutes because I'm like, no, you can't put it there. No, you can't bunch them. No. And you can't, because you know, part of it too is like, you know, when they're, you know, older and are on their own, I'm going to go through all these ornaments and they're going to like, which ones mean stuff to you? And I'm going to allow them to take them so that they can continue on. Cause I have this one ornament, I have a few that mean something to me. I have one, like, it's like Scooby-Doo holding a picture frame. It's of my dog Abercrombie. And so like every year, you know, the kids know that like dad puts Abercrombie on the tree every year. Mm. And the other one is I have this, it's a little wooden thing and it's kind of worn out, but my parents got it like around when I was born. It's a Noah's Ark. And I make sure that sucker is protected year round so it can go on the tree. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a lot of fun. So speaking of traditions. What are some of your favorite Christmas songs?
Ooh, well, you did mention one, Mariah Carey.
Yes.
All I Want for Christmas Is You. That is
she should
number
be
one.
Taken care of, you know what I mean, of whoever told her to record that song. Like, Mariah,
yeah,
you got to
do
a Christmas song.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd be like, yep, mm-hmm, yep, uh-huh, I'm taking care of you.
And although it's not PC very much these days, I still have a soft spot for Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh.
Same, same.
I like that. I like some of like the Hall & Oates version of Jingle Bell Rock is one of my
mm-hmm.
favorites. The Bruce Springsteen, you know, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and what's the you know Last Christmas?
What's the Jackson 5?
They do
Up on the Rooftop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah.
So there's lots of fun ones. Miranda, you got any other ones?
I do. So my favorite, and everybody always picks on me about this, but it truly has always been one of my favorites. It's the Paul McCartney Wonderful Christmas Time.
Oh mm-hmm. yes.
I don't know. I adore that song so much.
With the four lyrics that it has and just repeats over and over.
I love
it. It's like I don't know. When I was younger, I found it like super catchy and just kind of fun and like, you know.
I love Andy Williams. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes.
That one gets me every time. Like I said, I put SiriusXM and I flip between the two major Christmas stations the whole time. Do it for like a whole month and I don't give a shit.
I'm with you.
When I'm not listening to Geek and Sassy, of course, that is. And any other shows you can find on the Jenny position.
Woo!
I do. I turn on the SiriusXM as well. I have... It was the radio in my car. So I like, cause like you said, they have different options. They have like a country one and like a current tunes mm-hmm. and then like a classic one. And, it depends on which like model you have in your vehicle, depends on which ones you can get, which is kind of annoying, but okay. So I kind of turn them on usually like the day after Christmas or the day after Thanksgiving or so right around in there. And then I, no surprise, everybody already knows this, but I'm a huge Hallmark/Lifetime mm-hmm. fan, so I hit that Hallmark Christmas movie pretty hard.
Do you know?
I love the cheese. Love all the cheese factor that comes with that. So
do you know? I don't know. I don't know if it's been on yet, but Lifetime is reuniting the cast of Facts of Life in a Christmas movie.
I saw that.
Oh my god! I did. I found out through Entertainment Weekly, and I work for that damn company.
I know, because every time I say Hallmark, Andy's like, hello, Lifetime. And I'm like, I like them too.
Yes. So the Christmas movies are a lot of fun. You know, it's good to have choices out there. You know, even if you're going to watch Hallmark, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't bug me. But what are some of your favorite presents you may have gotten over the years? Could be when you're a kid, when you're older. Like for me, one of my favorites was one year I was like, I don't know. It was like 1978 or 79 before you guys were even a blink. It was after mm-hmm. the first Star Wars movie had come out and we had the figures and I'm going through my presents and I get this one present and I'm like, it's a clothing box. And I'm like, damn it, more clothes. And I open it up and my parents put like six Star Wars figures in a clothing box. And I was just like, oh my God. Oh my God. It's Star Wars figures. I thought it was clothes. Oh my God. Thank you. So what about you guys? Like, what are some of your favorite presents like that meant something to you or just were like just damn cool?
An easy bake oven when I was a kid.
My sister had
one.
Mm-hmm. Cool. That was
like
a big one.
Eating a brownie that was made by a light bulb.
Yes.
Right?
I mean, that's fantastic, is it not?
It
the height of cuisine. and then, you know, I'm really much more of a gift giver mm-hmm. than I am a receiver. And I remember the year that we got Ethan his Thomas the Train table.
Oh.
I remember that year because I had to build the whole fucking thing myself. And it is not easy to put a fucking train table together.
No, it's not.
And build all the tracks. That was a tremendous morning when he was so excited for his train table the next day. It was worth all of the hours that I spent putting it together.
Yeah.
I hope he remembers it. Goddamn it.
Miranda, what about you?
So I think, and it sounds really weird, but I was a big reader when I was a kid, and we didn't get to see my uncle much. He's a chef. Mm-hmm. Chefs don't have a day off. So I remember when he got to come at Christmas, it was like a really big deal. We usually see him around our birthdays and then at Christmas. And one year he brought me the entire complete Edgar Allan Poe collection in hardback.
Wow.
Ooh, nice.
And I still have it. So that was like the most memorable, most cherished. It probably wasn't super expensive, but it was like the thought that he put into it, and that like he actually listened and thought about, like, this is something that she would enjoy. I carried that book around with me everywhere for I don't know how long. I remember, because and you can hear like the full story on an old episode of Geek and Sassy. I'll spare everyone because this is a happy episode. But Jenny and I had Nick on as a guest from Hard Traveling Fanboys, mm-hmm. and we talked. No, it was Greg. Sorry. Bad, Miranda. Bad. It's Greg. We had another friend, Nick, on about the same time for a totally different, unrelated episode. Greg and I talked about how we learned that Santa wasn't real. And so what I thought was really cool is, so I used to help my mom get my brother's like Santa presents together. Mm-hmm. And then they would, because I was helpful, I'd still get something, but I didn't see what it was. And I think I'm like, Jenny, that made me, I love giving gifts, mm-hmm. because of that. Mm-hmm. So Cadence had several, but I think what is the cutest is there was one year that we went balls to the walls. Like, I am not joking. It's when Imaginext first came out with the first Batman set, mm-hmm. which Imaginext was new in general. Yes. And that was like their first set was the Batman. And Caden was really into the cartoon called The Batman. Mm-hmm. And the old school Adam West Batman. That was his like jam when he couldn't sleep at night. That's what we watched like all the time. So we went all out and we got every single fucking piece to that Imaginext. Like, if we didn't buy it, another family member did. And then we get to my grandmother's, and my cousins, who we don't get to see very often, bought him a stuffed Elmo. It was like a cute, probably didn't cost a whole lot. That's not the point, but you know what I'm saying? Like, and he was so excited and thankful, and like all night long kept carrying it around. And this is when Caden was going through speech therapy. So he just carried it around. He'd like randomly look at him and he'd hug it and he'd go, "Thank you."
Aww.
Like, so like that, like I didn't get to give him that gift, but like, I will remember the year that we spent all of this money and time, and like, you got to build it and like put things together and set them in the certain places. Cause we took them all out of the box and like did the whole thing. And then like, he was so excited over, like, my kid was the little kid that you gave him an orange and he's like, "Thank you." Like, I don't know. That melts my heart. Like, aww. When my grandma was remembering that the other day, and she's like, "Remember when Mary Ellen and Sunil gave him like a box of candy and an Elmo and he just like loved it. And then I gave him a toothbrush and he was like, oh." Like, so like, I love little things like that. It's like, you remember what you gave someone and their reaction, but I do love surprises. So, I mean, everybody loves getting gifts, mm-hmm. and I've gotten some pretty good ones, but I think I kind of love seeing my husband and my son's face more, like when I get them stuff.
I remember my daughter screaming. I was taping it when we got our One Direction tickets.
Oh, nice.
Like, "Oh, One Direction!"
So cute.
And then I know all about the Christmas Eve building stuff, because I always would throw on 24 Hours of a Christmas Story. And
I'd have
some beers or whatever I'm drinking. And every year it was something else. It was like either a play kitchen, not really much for my son, but for my daughter, it was like a play kitchen. Another year it was a dollhouse that I put together, which had 1,000 fucking stickers you had to put on it. And then the Barbie cruise ship was another one. Yeah, I was just cursing out all night. And they'd be like, "Why are you so tired?" I'm like, "Because I was up all night putting fucking presents together, goddamn it." when you unwrap it, you don't have to say, "Dad, get," you know, that's the whole thing. It's like they want to play with it immediately. So a lot of times you got to open it, put the batteries in it, and then make it look like it was never opened, and then wrap it, kind of thing. All this deception we have to go into. All right. So one last thing we want to talk about before we start the special is the food. Now, Jenny has been awesome and kept to her keto diet that she's been on. She was good at Halloween. She was good at Thanksgiving. And we're keeping it up. But what are some of your favorite Christmas traditional foods or treats that you get to have?
Well, a lot of times my family will, you know, go all out for Thanksgiving. And so then when it comes to Christmas, they're all bitchy and they're like, I don't want to do this. Let's do something different. So then that always ends up into seafood. So they will do a seafood Christmas. And for a lot of years, I did not eat seafood. So it was always like, well, fuck y'all. What the fuck am I going to eat? And eventually I got into seafood. But even now it's, you know, they'll do, I don't know if you have this up north, Andy, but it's a fish fry.
Ah.
And yeah, so if they go, if they go to the lake and they catch a bunch of fish, they'll freeze them and we'll fry them up on Christmas. And a lot of times if it's cold, they'll get oysters raw in the half shell, which I do not eat.
Ooh,
another thing I do not eat. And, you know, they'll fry some shrimp. They'll do some crabs maybe. So a lot of years ends up being seafood Christmas. But for me, I still like the traditional. Like once a year is not enough for me with the dressings and the fried turkeys and the hams. You know, that's I'm still into that.
Yeah.
So
I mean, fish up here, well, I mean, it's more of an Italian thing, I think. They have like the seven fishes. We're supposed to have seven different kinds of fish. And I know my girlfriend's family definitely still does it. My family does a lobster tails every Christmas Eve. That's like the one time a year we have it at home because, you know, that's what it is. You know, and I make sure I go to my parents' house every Christmas Eve for it. Sometimes I have to sit through church to get it. But, you know, it's okay. Yeah, I'm actually an ENC Catholic the last few years. So I'm not good. So, did you have any more foods, Jenny, or just were you? I don't know if I interrupted you there.
No, you're good. My aunt makes the hell of a red velvet cake, and I know that is a somewhat controversial dessert option.
I got you back. I got you back on red velvet. And that was my birthday cake this year was red velvet.
Yes, that is a like pretty much quintessential, did I say that right? Yeah,
yes,
sure I did. Christmas dessert,
yes,
along with, well, I feel like I need to have the eggnog debate with you guys.
Oh.
Where are we at with eggnog?
Not happening.
Thank you. That's correct.
Small doses for me. Every year we have the alcoholic and the non-alcoholic batch.
Don't care.
No, it's fucking gross.
It's gross. It's gross.
Damn,
it's
Southerners.
Gross.
Yeah.
No, like my family used to have like crock pots full of it and they would devour that shit. And just try it. Randy, you eat anything. Well, I don't eat that. Leave me alone.
Nope.
I don't like it.
Mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm. Who wants hot eggs? Nobody
it's
wants
not
hot
eggs.
Eggs.
It's like saying there's eggs and egg cream. There's no eggs in there, really.
It's
yeah.
Gross. It tastes like eggs.
Depends on how you make it. Yeah, there are.
I don't know. I've never made it. I buy it already made. So
yep. I don't even do that. Nope. Not even doing that one. Gross. Gross. Gross.
What about you, Miranda? In terms of like food treats.
So growing up when my grandmother was still alive, we had, candy. We made candy out the ass. It was kind of a tradition though. We started, I forget, like at the very beginning of, December, and we'd make like platters and platters, and we'd take like a platter to the police department and a platter to the fire hall, platter to the BFW. So, and then like everybody got to take some home. I do miss that tradition. I loved candy, like Christmas candies, and the simplicity of like what actually goes into them. They take forever, but they're kind of simplistic too, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of when Jerry and I got married, and especially when we had Caden to move to Alabama, because like I said, we didn't have family here, and it actually is kind of hard to go home for Christmas, especially you know, with my husband's job and schedule, like I don't want to go home without him because I don't want to be without him. But so we kind of developed our own things, and we'll do like Christmas Eve. We usually go look at lights. There's a big place here where we live that's like super well known. It's like run through these three houses. So we'll go look at lights, and then we will usually do like a really small meal just together. Nothing fancy, because we always for Christmas morning do cinnamon rolls. Ooh. And then like breakfast brunch. And then last year or 2 years, 3 years ago, we started doing more of like a Christmas friends, Christmas, what I forget what I called it. I named it something anyway. And we've been doing different things. Like 1 year we did Korean bibimbap. 1 year we had traditional like ham and all of that. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. It's a lot of work. And I just did it all for everybody Thanksgiving. So the Korean bibimbap is really cool because yes, you're still cooking, but it feeds a lot of people. And it's like a genuinely a rice cooker and then a bowl of like meat and veggies and stuff. So we kind of do different things, but we always stick to that meal, just the three of us together on Christmas Eve after going to do lights. And we always have cinnamon rolls. We used to actually get them. There was a lady that would go to Kentucky to the Amish community, and she'd bring back in like a freezer chest in the back of their truck, the rolls from the Amish community. And I would put them in the deep freeze until the night before.
Ooh, that sounds
good. Yeah. And now we actually got a recipe and we made them ourselves a couple of years. A lot of freaking work. I don't know if we'll do that again.
That's nice. Yeah. My mom had like all these Christmas cookie recipes she used to make. And you know, we go, there's a couple of places. There's one up here. It's in Fairfield, which is the next town over, called something like something at Roseland or something like that, where these people do like a whole, their entire house, their property is Christmas lights. And, I don't know if, did you ever watch the Great Christmas Light Fight? When it was on that TV
we
show.
Did. There was,
I love that show.
A couple hours away from us into Georgia. Mm-hmm. 1 year.
Yeah, the winners 1 year were from Norwalk, Connecticut, which is where Mr. Criscolo lives and where I lived for a couple of incarnations. So, yeah, it was called the SETIs. I mean, they were, you know, they had this whole thing you would go through. It was like, what is your Con Ed bill? Huh? What is your electric bill? Is it really worth it to have all this thing?
It is worth it.
I'm sure their neighbors love them.
I have a friend that goes all out like that, and their neighbors like try to turn them into the homeowners association. And the homeowners association was like, "Well, actually, we have a light contest. She's not breaking any rules, but her electric bill was like $680."
Holy Jesus!
She starts like she has them up for Halloween. She has this whole Halloween special that she does. She just started doing. Last year was cutesy. This year she went like. Way cray cray, like it's way over the top. And then so she'll take these down, and she will start putting up her Christmas in mid-November. Wow. And she will leave them up until like January 1.
Wow.
And so her electric bill for the next like so many months is like $600-ish something.
Ooh, oh,
good
God. Yeah, not for me, not
no,
happening.
I'm good. No, I don't need people driving by my house that badly.
Nope.
All right, so that's hope you guys enjoyed our little traditions. Hope you guys, you know, share, you know, on the Facebook page, wherever, about yours. But right now, we're going to get to the main reason we're here. We're here to watch A Charlie Brown Christmas. Now, Jenny and Miranda are watching this on Amazon Prime. I'm watching it on DVD. So we're going to get started to watch the movie or television special. All right, you guys ready? All queued up. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So we open up with the snow and Christmas
time is here.
I tried to do it earlier.
You did do it earlier. Yes.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. So sweet and innocent.
Yes. And it's just fun for all that children call. So this is from 65. So this came out probably, this was before, I think. Great Pumpkin.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So. I think that's what's great about all of these Charlie Brown episodes or shows, movies, whatever each person wants to call them, is yes, we've pointed out in previous recordings like the adult things that were like, ah ha ha, but like they're so innocent and pure. Mm-hmm. And just we relive them from our childhood, and our parents somewhat relive them from theirs and mm-hmm. shared them with us. And like you asked before, do you remember the first time you saw this movie, and Jenny and I are both like, I don't know about the specific first time, but I have memories tied to this movie.
It's always been around.
Always.
I mean, there are other Christmas specials I always look forward to. Like, you know, all the Rankin Bass ones, like Rudolph and Frosty and Year Without Santa and all
those. Oh, I love those.
Yeah, those are all great. You know, maybe we'll do a hashtag Christmas special challenge or something.
Oh, yeah, we should do that.
In the works. Yes, yes. That's in the works. Yes, yes.
So, yeah.
I love Snoopy being a total diva here with his ice skating skills.
Yeah, I've seen my dog on the ice. It's not that pretty.
Mine probably would not even step on it. He'd be like, lava, lava, can't do it.
We, when I was little, we, the only ice rink I've ever, only the, until like last year, the only ice rink I ever saw was in Montgomery, Alabama, in the mall where you could go and ice skate, and it always killed my ankles. I thought I was going to die every time. And then last year I went to my first hockey game.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah, we've.
So my husband grew up ice skating all the time because he's originally from Chicago. And then, believe it or not, even being where I was in Kentucky, so when I don't remember what year, but we got the Nashville Predators in Nashville. Was not my team, but I was like, hey, I'm here for this, more revenue for, you know, kind of sort of the area. So you could actually go to the arena and skate. Like, you could just open skate.
Oh, nice.
You know, of course, poor Charlie Brown didn't get a Christmas card.
Aww.
Bless his heart. I think there's a Valentine's Day special where, like, the same, like, I think he eventually get one, but.
Pigpen, my love.
Your love, yes. As you, you know, you guys ever think about coming up north, like, to New York City for, like, a winter Christmas?
Oh, I would love that.
I would love to.
It's something. Like, I make it a point every year to go down to the city at least once during, I mean, I used to work down there for years and, yeah, it's definitely something. It's really cool actually.
You know, I mentioned that we did like trips like Disney or whatever. And New York has kind of been sort of on my agenda. Like once we got through with Disney and stuff, we would do New York for Christmas. Maybe next year. It'll be good.
Yeah, there's lots of things. You know, you have Rockefeller Center, you have Times Square, you know, and then you have the ice skating. And
FAO Schwartz.
I think it's a little different now. I think FAO Schwartz, like where it was, is gone. I think it's part of something else now, or it's a pop-up or something. But, you know, you have all the other stores down there you can do. And now we have The Void in New York City again, which is really cool. Which is, they have that by Disney at Disney Springs where it's like a VR thing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, there's an Avengers one now.
No, I need psychiatric help for 5 cents.
Yeah.
I love this so much.
I do too.
I love Linus because that is so something my kid would do. You know, maybe I'll just make my blanket a sport coat. Like, maybe I'll just. It'll be my jacket. I remember once I was like, you need to grab a jacket. And he took Blanky and like threw it around him. He's like, I have Blanky. Like, no, 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 no.
I wish I loved anything as much as Lucy loves nickels in a tin can.
I wish collecting nickels like that really would get me somewhere.
Me too.
And Charlie
I
Brown
feel
thought,
depressed.
Yeah, this bitch pulls a football out from you. You're going to pour your heart out to her?
Beautiful cold hair.
But you know, something about Charlie Brown in this really is like evergreen. You know, when you feel like Christmas is too commercialized and that it doesn't feel personal anymore. And I know I felt that way a bunch of times. And so it's amazing to me how this still holds up every year.
Well, I complained about that when we were doing our Halloween episode, talking about, you know, Caden and I had gone into Walmart and there was like wrapping paper next to, like scarecrows and just, it was just too much. And it does, I think that's why I love buying gifts for people because it allows me to take a moment to like really think about them and what they would like and kind of uncommercialize it for a minute.
And Lucy's named like 1,000 phobias to Charlie Brown. Mm. Wow.
There is something to say about their relationship as friends, though, because she does. She's constantly like pulling that ball away from him. But she's who he goes to when he needs to be like, what should I do? I'm not happy. Like, he always goes to her.
So he's going to be the Christmas play director, apparently.
He's decided that will make him happy and make him feel better about the season.
I think Lucy really wants to, but she knows she can manipulate Charlie Brown to do whatever she wants.
Makes you wonder if Charlie Brown and Lucy get married when they're older.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. You think Linus is like, yo, we're brother-in-laws now. Yeah.
Oh, I love this part.
And he probably really has had his blanket turned into a blazer at that point.
I love when Snoopy decorates his house.
It's so adorable. Again, that is the TARDIS, because where did... How?
I love those fat Christmas lights.
Oh, yeah.
The old school
fat
one.
The old school.
Yeah.
Joyce Byers puts them to good use in Stranger Things.
Yes, she does.
Mm-hmm. You guys ever put bubble lights on your tree? You know, where they heat up and they make the bubbles go up?
No.
Oh?
Have you never seen or heard of bubble lights?
No.
Oh, they're great.
I know what you're talking about, but I've never seen them in the Christmas tree since.
Yeah. I've had them. We had them as a kid, and I gave up because they have to be like kind of upright, and they're hard to keep like upright all the time. Yeah, the bottom of the light heats up, and then it's lit up, and it bubbles just constantly.
I've never heard of that.
Mm-hmm. You gotta
so we've had the eggnog debate. Yeah. I have to have the debate with you guys. Colored or white / clear lights and flickering or solid?
On my tree, I like solid colors. If I'm doing like my mantle or any other like additional inside lights, like over a doorway or something like that. I like solid white.
Now you got the 60s dancing going on. Love that.
I love the dance.
That dance is like my favorite thing in the whole wide world. Mm-hmm. We all know somebody that dances like every single one of them.
For me, I mean, I put all kinds on the tree. So, I mean, I have one really long one of white that, you know, is one of those ones you can put in different patterns.
You mix the white and the color lights?
I put a thing of colored lights, and then I have these.
You are a serial killer. What is wrong with you?
And then I have these other ones, these balls that are about the size of like maybe almost like maybe a little bit smaller than a tennis ball. You know, they go around. Yeah. I'm nuts.
You are nuts.
Well, this is the first time this year I'm going to decorate outside. I was in an apartment for 5 years, so I didn't have a chance to decorate outside. Now my dad's like giving me like every Christmas light they own because they wants to sell the house. So just get this shit out of here. I'm done.
So I used to be super, super OCD about my Christmas tree. I actually used to have a couple of Christmas trees, and one would be like immaculate, had a theme, and the other one would be all like the cutesy handmade, handed down, collected ornaments. And Jerry and Kaden like colored lights. I like solid white lights. So we found this really cool light contraption that gave everybody what they wanted. And so it switches. So for several minutes, it's on white solid lights. And then it slowly dims out of those and goes into all colored solid lights. And it's there for a few minutes. And then it goes back to the white. And I gave in about 3 or 4 years ago. And I let Kaden just decorate however. There's no theme. It's just, and I don't know, something about it. Jenny may remember this from like, I just cried last year, the year before when he did it. Cause I don't know, there was something about letting go and seeing him do it and asking me the stories behind some of the different ornaments that I was like, okay.
I need to know what that contraption is because I need that.
I don't know. Jerry found it. It's just like a light set. It's like a specific light set, and it tells you it switches from one to the other. And you can also tell it, like, I just want white I want my white lights to flash. I just want colored. I want my colored lights to flash. Or, you know, intermittent between the two like we do is a compromise.
I can't do the flashing lights.
I can't either. It actually makes my head hurt. But the way they switch between the two, it's very soothing. It's very, like I've sat here before after Caden's gone to bed with all the rest of the lights off in the house. Yes. And just like, coffee or whatever. Normally it's tea, but sometimes it's coffee. And I will just like watch the tree.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I do that too. Just miss a your boy Pigpen. He's the innkeeper in the play.
Love
Pigpen. Pigpen is the innkeeper. Is like the most adorable thing ever.
It's like, despite my outward appearance, I'll keep this in as neat as I can.
I've been licked by a dog. Get some disinfectant.
You gotta have respect for your director. And I like how Snoopy's behind her the whole time, like ba 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 ba.
I love, love, love how Linus wraps his little head up like a shepherd.
He's just, it's just so pure.
It's so beautiful.
You gotta get rid of that stupid blanket, which kills me as a mom to a blanket kid. Mm. I'm like, let's not shame him.
Now, this is
what Lucy does, though.
I don't know if I should go there with this, but I kind of want to hear your what is it, MFK?
Mary Kill? Yes.
Oh.
All right. How about we'll put it in kid terms? One is, so the marry would be, you know, you date, like, you know, the whole boyfriend girlfriend thing. And then the fuck would be make out with. And then the kill would be, you know, just like trip them in class or something.
Okay.
That's lame, but okay.
Okay. Well, so
I'm definitely tripping Peppermint Patty at some point because she's like underhanded shady, and I think I'd have to trip her.
Are you going to give us categories or are we going to make up our own?
I just gave you categories.
No, I just mean like individuals in each of these.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I just pick people. Damn, my brain.
We know little Jenny's making out with little Schroeder.
Yeah, for sure. I will trip Peppermint Patty for you, Andy. Which I don't believe she's in this episode, though.
I don't know.
She is in the background, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, another question is, which one of the peanuts would you want to be, like, your best friend? Like, which peanut do you think would be the one that you would hang out with all the time? Like, because they all seem to have one that they hang out with more than the other. Mm-hmm. Who would yours be, like, if you were a peanut?
I might say Marcy, because I feel like I could boss her around a lot, and she would do my bidding.
Gotcha.
Now, Lucy was just batting her eyes at Charlie Brown.
Yeah, she definitely has a thing for him.
I'm telling you, they get married when they're older. I like, you aren't going to let all this beauty go to waste?
he probably like is just like defeated.
Well, he's really into the little redheaded girl.
Yeah. Like, he really is.
He adores her.
What about
but
you,
she
Andy?
She is really sweet.
Oh, man, probably... I'd probably want to trip Lucy or Peppermint Patty. And then, probably Sally would probably be like the one I like want to like date and make out like, I don't know, Violet or Patty. Cause you know, because that's like you do your 7 minutes in heaven and then you're done.
Oh, like, yeah. When you're little, like when you're younger and you first start like
playing spin the bottle and stuff.
Yeah.
What about, what's the next one? Mary?
Yeah, or date, whatever you want.
So, I think I would probably be besties with Snoopy, because that's my jam, is hanging out with my dog. I think that I would probably, if I was a peanut, have a crush on, believe it or not, Charlie Brown.
Aww.
And... of course, every girl's going to have a crush on Schroeder. Definitely, like I said, I'm tripping Peppermint Patty at some point. I think she and I'd be friends, but I think, like, I'd be like, ugh, and I'd, like, trip her. I'd have to.
It'd be like that scene in Showgirls. You just throw her down the stairs or something without anybody looking.
Right? Something.
And then, see, like, Linus is just way too optimistic for me. Like, no, I'm sorry.
we're not always going to see the bright side, okay, Linus? Just shut the fuck up.
I kind of like that about him too. That like that's how he feels, even when people try to make him feel like crap.
He's just too pure for me, you know.
In the sense of watching this, that's what I love the most about it.
And there's our first glimpse of the Charlie Brown tree.
Charlie Brown tree, I love it.
Do you guys get real trees or do you go faked?
Fake.
Yeah.
Fake.
Is it out of necessity or is it just
laziness?
Growing up, it was necessity because my brother had horrible asthma, and we tried to get one year, and we learned that he can't do them. And then as you get older, like, trees are kind of an investment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to pay the money that you spend on a fake tree for a real tree that lasts you, like, several years, I know that sounds bad, but, like, that's just, mm-hmm. I don't know. That, and honestly, down here, the quality of tree is much different than the farther you go.
Yeah, they're all frozen up here. Usually you got to, like, take them and the guy kind of like, you know, undoes the rope and you got to bang him down a couple times to kind of see how it's going to fall a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It never falls that way. It's going to be because you literally have to leave it for like 24 hours for it to defrost.
Well, and let's be honest, a real tree is very hard to actually hang ornaments on.
Yeah, like, and to stand upright. Like, getting that thing in a tree stand is a fucking nightmare.
It takes work. Yeah. I mean, I have a big tree stand. That's like a huge, like almost like a pot with legs kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, we had a fake tree at first, and then we went real for a number of years. And then my parents went back to fake, like after I had moved out. And for me, like I always, every year since I've been out of the house, it has to be real because I need the smell. And I'm not getting that fake.
Oh, there are these things that you can buy that are pretty all natural because I'm really weird about using fake smells because they make my head hurt. Mm-hmm. But I found these little scent sticks where you can scent them yourself with essential oils. Mm-hmm. And it actually does smell like you have a Christmas tree.
Ah, I don't know.
I love Schroeder playing all these different melodies.
Mm-hmm. I know.
She just wants the basic bitch version of Jingle Bells.
And he's playing.
But he's like super highly talented. Snoopy's loving it. Yeah. He's dancing everywhere. Yeah. And then she's like, do you know Jingle Bells? Do you know? I like
he's
how
so angry.
Yeah, that face says it all. And
it's
all
so cute.
You can't even see his mouth. All you can see is like one eye. You can tell how pissed he is.
He's just like plink 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 plink.
And the fact that he's playing like Beethoven and stuff, and she's like, "Can you sing Jingle Bells?"
So I love wonderful. How like they get yelled at, they flip over.
Yes, me too.
Everybody's like looking around at that tree. Violet.
Boy, you really fucked up, Charlie Brown, you goddamn asshole.
You got a freaking twig with some needles on it.
And he's so happy about it too. Like he comes in there and he is grinning and he's like, "Look at this most adorable thing. This is amazing." And then, man, he gets rats. Memes.
You blockhead.
It's like when they invite themselves to his house all the time for everything. But yet, it's his fault. Something's not right.
I mean, they laugh at him. They draw on his head.
They call him hopeless.
Oh,
and then little Linus, his best buddy, right there with him. Everything I do turns into a disaster, Charlie says.
This is where, honestly, some years, depending on how I am in my feels, I will cry.
Me too.
It gets a little deep.
Yeah, as
it does. It really does.
Oh, here's the scene now where I have the ornament.
It's amazing.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I think regardless of how you feel, if you're religious, not religious, spiritual, non-spiritual, there's something very deep and powerful about this talk that he goes into in this that he stands there and goes through, especially with his like little kid wisdom and his blanket, and it's just I don't know, so super just amazing.
I agree.
Yeah, I remember all this in school because I went to Catholic school for 8 years. So
well, my husband went to Catholic school.
All of a sudden, there they was with the angel.
Yeah. His little voice is so sweet.
It is. It's like the most precious thing.
Mm-hmm. And we're all
do you guys have any sort of like traditional nativity scene or?
I haven't done one in a while.
I was, when I was a teenager and I was into church, when I wasn't giving hand jobs on the church bus, I
nice,
was,
nice.
I was, we did like a youth choir, and one year we did the Christmas cantata, and me and my best friends were angels. So we got to like, be like kind of featured in the choir. We had, I don't know, it was kind of weird, but we had, we were kind of separated out, like, and spotlighted, and we had like, we put spray glitter in her hair so we looked like angels or whatever. I don't know. I always remember that cantata was, it was,
I love that.
Fun.
We did something similar where the deacons of our church would actually write a Christmas play. And my favorite one was the one where it actually starts and you're in Santa's workshop and it's the comparisons of like Jesus to Santa. It was actually really good. And so we start out as Barbie dolls in like our, in our boxes in Santa's workshop. And we actually are the angels at the end that are watching over the manger.
That's pretty cool.
It was really cool. Yeah, it was. It was really cool, though. Like, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I was pretty impressed with their ability to write this Christmas cantata play for, you know, teenagers to put on. Like, it's pretty cool.
Snoopy winning first prize in the decorating contest.
Hell yeah, as he should.
This is my most favorite part, when all of the little children come over there and they wave their little hands all over the decorations and then they wave their little hands all over the tree. Yeah. And all of a sudden the tree is beautiful.
Put one ornament on. He's like, I killed it.
Yes.
Well, bless his heart. It's a real tree. And like I said earlier, it's really hard to get an ornament to stay on this tree.
How did those little children put like branches and like actual foliage on this tree?
I think the best part of all is Linus taking his blanket and using it as a tree stand to kind of like make it stand up. He's giving up like his most favorite things, putting it in the snow to make his best friend happy.
Look at there.
I'm guessing that's like tinsel and garland, that when they took the garland off, that's what it made.
You think
made.
So? Okay.
I think so.
Oh. And then
this
they
is my
do
favorite
the
part.
Yeah.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I love this so much. And again, I will cry. I will straight up cry.
I am getting a little bit wispy.
Me too.
I wonder, is that the leftover popcorn from the Thanksgiving
movies? I was thinking that too.
It wouldn't surprise me. It was Thanksgiving. Oh, they didn't eat it all, so you string it. Have you guys ever strung popcorn before?
Yeah.
It sounds very tedious.
Oh my
tedious.
God.
Well,
it is tedious.
A couple of times before you're like, we're doing this again.
Yeah.
And I do, though, I love how, you know, you're talking about why there are no parents around. I do really love how they realize they screwed up. They realize they treated Charlie Brown badly. They realize, like, it's about that you should always be nice to everybody, but it's the season of giving and forgiving and being there for one another. And I like that they realize that and they come and, like, make it better and
mm-hmm.
And then they sing, and everybody cries, and
aww.
Oh, man, I like, we're all like, aww.
Yeah, aww. One of my top favorite traditions is Charlie
Brown. Yes.
It's for sure.
Like I said earlier, it's up there with the Rankin Bass. Like, I watch the Christmas parade from Disney every year, although it's become, the last few years, it's become more of a commercial for Disney.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's okay.
But I still kind of, like, enjoy it, you know? I mean, maybe next year we'll watch South Park Christmas. We'll go on about Mr. Hanky.
Yes.
Awesome, awesome. So that concludes the Charlie Brown Christmas. And that concludes our kind of three-part Charlie Brown, Peanuts, Snoopy, Linus holiday episodes of Laugh in Theater Quickies.
And if you want to continue it, there is a disc called Charlie Brown Christmas Tales. I don't remember what all's on it, but there's another one called I Want a Dog for Christmas, Charlie Brown. There's some really cute other Charlie Brown. This one's probably the most well-known and memorable and cared about, but there are some cute other ones that are, I think, just as awesome.
Yeah.
Not well.
I want a dog for
Christmas Charlie Brown is adorable because it features Rerun.
Yes.
And
yes.
I adore and you don't Rerun. Touch no. And then on so the, fucking cute.
On the disc
here.
There's
a happy movie too. That one's really cute.
Yeah. It says it's Christmas time again. Charlie Brown is the one on the disc that I'm watching. So yeah, just enjoy, you know, one of the best parts about the holidays are the Christmas or the TV specials, you know, whether it's Halloween, it's Christmas, it's Thanksgiving. And I hope everybody enjoyed myself and Jenny and Miranda talking about our favorite traditions, whether it be food or family things or toys, presents, or just general stories. And I hope everybody, you know, has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. All right. So I don't want to say that to Jenny and Miranda. Hope you guys both have a very Merry Christmas. And I want to thank you so much for spending some time with me watching this TV special.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Yes, so on behalf of everybody here at Place Me Nation, don't forget to check out all of our feeds, our Great Sitcom Tournament, and go to the Jenny position for great content. Come to the Place Me Nation Pop feed where you're listening to us, Place Me Nation Wrestling, and all kinds of great stuff. And most of all, though, have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we'll see you soon on the next episode of Laughing Theater. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas time is
here. Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Place Me Nation's JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 24 podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceMeNation.com. We now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place Me Nation Wrestling feed, we dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation Pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content, offering tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all of these current shows, plus archives of our previous podcasts over the past 8 years, as well by subscribing to our feeds on iTunes. And while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others available at PlaceMation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects and more. Be sure to support our site by using www.placemation.com/Amazon while doing your online shopping. And be sure to join us at our forum at Bigelow34.proboards.com for all sorts of wrestling, sports, and pop culture discussion each and every day, where you can make your voice heard. We also want to thank our friends at Boneheads Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceMation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.